WTBQ. Hello and welcome to Shannon's Corner. I am Shannon Devereaux Sanford, and I thank you so much for joining us here today on your favorite radio station, WTBQ. And don't forget, we are now 93.5 FM as well as our very faithful 1110 AM. And I hope you're doing great today. Summer is upon us. It's that time of year to be fancy free and feel good and be outside. And life seems a little easier in the summer, I think. I think it's just less stressful, and I mean, there's wonderful things about winter, too. And one of the things we're going to talk about today is not really about summer, but I think a bit about being less stressful. Maybe I'm taking a stretch here, maybe not. But we're going to talk about astrology, because I think that so many of us are, we read these little small blurbs in the paper, and they're, our sun sign, and we think, well, maybe that pertains to us, maybe it doesn't. Half the time, I think it really doesn't. And if you don't know much about astrology, I know a little bit, not very much. There's a lot more to it than that. And I think that there is some answers there, and I want to know if they're legitimate, because I think that astrology has something to tell us, especially if it's done intelligently. And my guest today does it very intelligently, and she talks about it being a map for your life, and maybe there's some answers in that map. And Elizabeth Grace is an astrologer, and she is joining us today, and I want to welcome Elizabeth Grace to Shannon's Corner. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Shannon. Thank you so much for that beautiful introduction.
Well, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your expertise with us. You know, astrology is one of those things that is slightly, a lot of people don't think it's serious. You know, if you talk to a scientist, they'll say, well, that's just not really real and that sort of stuff. Although I think it's really gaining in legitimacy as time goes on. And if you really read about astrology, it goes back so far to where it was very legitimate and very, very important. And somehow, through so many years here, you remember like when Ronald Reagan's wife, Nancy, had an astrologer and people said, oh, that just wasn't cool. Well, I think it's coming so far from that, from where it came from originally, which was extremely legitimate, to where it is now, which is, I guess, more legitimate than it was 30 years ago. But you study this and you are certainly a legitimate person.
I am a legitimate person.
Well, I mean that, in all seriousness. I mean, you went to Wellesley, you have a BA, you worked in normal businesses. I mean, a lot of people think people with astrology are very, new age, let's put it that
way.
Very
woo-woo.
Right, exactly. And that's not the case. Serious psychologists use astrology, certainly Jung use astrology very much and very often. So it's coming out of that woo-woo sort of thing. So it does astrology help us with mapping out our lives?
Well, I think it does. In my experience, I think that you would be hard-pressed to find a more powerful tool for helping you understand why are you like this, what do you need in order to feel fulfilled, why are things happening now, why did they happen then, and what's going to happen in the future.
Mm-hmm. And we can know that by, now, again, we're not going to know that by looking at our little blurb in the paper every day, but we can know that by someone like you, who's a professional, who's studied this, who's qualified, looking at our birth chart. What happens in our birth chart?
Well, what you're looking at with a birth chart or the horoscope is you're looking at the pattern of the planets at the moment you were born. And it's relative to where you were born. It's a map of energy in time and space. And I have to tell you that I do not know why this particular map, this representation, and what you'll see in the horoscope is not just, everybody knows what their sun sign is. Like Shannon, when's your birthday?
Mm-hmm. Me,
when's your birthday?
June 20th.
Okay. Oh, you're borderline. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're
well, but I'm Gemini.
Gemini.
Yeah.
Okay. I would have to look you up.
Right. I'm on the cusp,
so
though.
Your sun is in Gemini, but there's so much more going on than just a sun sign. There's all kinds of moving parts. And for some reason, the patterns in that horoscope over time, fascinatingly, will reflect patterns in life development. That's
mm-hmm.
it.
Patterns in life development. So it's a deeper understanding of the kind of map you were given when you were born is basically what it is. It talks about your strengths and your weaknesses, possibly your challenges, maybe life cycles. Does it have this like 60, 80, 100 year map in front of you?
Sure. Planets are all, it's all, we're all looking, we're looking at cycles. Like everybody knows, it's all like the lunar cycle, for example. Everybody knows we have a new moon, and then a week later there's a first quarter moon, and then a full moon, and then there's another third quarter moon, and then we get a new moon. We do it all over again.
Mm-hmm.
All of the planets are sort of like relating to each other in these cycles. So you can time certain life events by being aware of, you know, when is Jupiter coming around to hook up with my sun, for example. That's one cycle. That's a 12-year cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And the point that I want to make is that astrology, it's like looking at a software program for a soul. It's like looking at DNA code. It's a language. So if you understand the language, what astrologers do, if we understand the language, we can explain it to you, to a client, to a layperson, in plain English so that it is relevant to their life.
It's also one of those very eye-opening things. You know, I was thinking this morning that, you know, when people would say, well, how could you not know yourself? I mean, you can hear a skeptic saying, well, why would somebody else have to tell you who you are? And, you know, often we get in those situations where, you know, we feel like we have to explain ourselves because everybody does something a certain way and we just don't feel right about it and it doesn't feel good to us. And then we question ourselves. And so, therefore, it's like, well, is everybody like that and why don't I? And why am I so different? And when you read an astrology and have it done by someone like yourself, you can maybe see these things clearer and it gives you permission to be who you are. Do you think there's some of that?
So I'm so glad you're saying this. For example, I had a client over the weekend with a lovely, lovely woman, an 84-year-old woman, just adorable. And I'm looking at her horoscope and I can see what an inventive mind this woman has. She is sharp as a tack. Okay? So clear. She did not go to college.
Mm-hmm.
She did not have the parental support to put her in that direction. But the woman is sharp. And I'm sitting here, and I could also see in her horoscope that there really was an intense need to put something down on paper, to communicate an idea. And as it turned out, she had been working for the last 6 months on developing two different books. She's already a published author, but this other work that she wanted to do, she was really intensely involved in it. And I said to her, you know, well, I just basically called her on it and said, you have this incredibly sharp, fabulous mind. And the woman was near tears because she had been in a relationship with her first husband a zillion years ago and he had told her how stupid she was. And I'm like, if you had sat down with an astrologer when you were 20,
mm-hmm.
we would have mapped out and helped you really, you know, live up to the potential, and I'm stressing the potential,
right.
The possibility suggested in this horoscope.
Wow. That's very powerful because it is very true that many of us don't see our potentials for whatever reason, whether it was lack of family support or just, you know, never delving into it. You know, we take other people's opinions of ourselves sometimes a little bit too seriously and don't take our own enough because we don't feel validated about
Absolutely.
Them. So that's what happens with a good astrologer, isn't it?
Absolutely. I can't tell you the number of times when I'll sit with a client and I'll say something to them. So like, tell me about this project you're writing. And their jaw will fall on the floor because they didn't really think they had anything to say. And they can't believe that somebody sees that. Or I'll say to somebody like, now about this need you have to be number one, to be first. And I won't tell them what I'm seeing, but there's something in there. You know, how do you get those needs met? And they'll be floored because it's really important to that particular horoscope that they be acknowledged for being important. And if they're not doing that, they're not happy.
Mm.
So an astrologer can give them permission to find a positive way to meet their needs so that they can live their life to their fullest potential.
And sometimes we really do need that permission because it sounds right. I mean, I often say I have a teenage daughter and sometimes she'll look at astrology and she gets very excited about it, you know, and teens love it. And, you know, sometimes she looks and she goes, that's not me. I said, well, then don't really pay attention to it because I sometimes think, especially I'm talking about not a chart being done, but the more generic sort of things.
Right.
I think that a lot of people look at it and say, well, that's not really me. So it doesn't make any sense. You have to delve into it further because the superficialness of it is, I think, what throws people off and says that that's not me. Once you get into the more intricate, like you do in doing the chart, you're a certified astrology professional. When you get into the chart, are there times that things don't mesh correctly?
What do you mean by measurement?
Well,
where,
I mean,
where measurement, where we expect something to happen and it doesn't happen?
Well, yes, or that, you know, you look at the person and that's not really true, or is that, or is it always so aligned with the person?
There is one particular pattern that I can think of. Mm-hmm. There are some people that have a heavy, heavy need for an idealistic way of thinking. When they're you know, there's idealism present, the, you know, things have to be in the, seen in the most beautiful light. And you have, there is challenges with clients with those kinds of measurements about getting them to see things realistically because they just can't.
Mm-hmm.
But that's suggested in the horoscope. So
right.
Like that will be an example of a time when I'll be sitting here like talking to them about, you know, their mother and why their mother may not have been, you know, the most helpful person in the world to them. But they need to not see that,
right,
for whatever reason. And you just see it in the horoscope. You're like, all right, that they have to see things idealistically. Okay, that's just the way it is.
Okay, but you can present it to them and allow them maybe to entertain that thought, and maybe it'll grow in them. And then what about free will? Because this is something we hear about all the time. Some people, you know, and I'm taking the other side, and we're going to take a break in a few minutes. When we come back, I want to talk about more specific things. But, you know, there's oftentimes people say, well, if it's really written in stone, then I don't have free will. And that's not the case, is it?
Again, the horoscope shows potential, mm-hmm, and I do believe that free will plays a part in it. I could be wrong, but I'd like to believe that we do have some influence and choice as to, you know, how we choose to play the hand we're dealt with.
Yeah, and you could be wrong. You never know. I mean, this is a question.
But I think it's more fun to live life as if we actually can make a choice.
Right.
You know, it's like, otherwise, it would just be so depressing. Otherwise.
Well, or, you know, or is everything preordained? Is everything predestined? I mean, do the people show up in your life? Were they supposed to show up? I mean, this is a conversation I have often with a friend of mine who's, you know, I mean, is everything, you know, set in stone, or is it just free will, or is it a combination of both?
I think it's a combination of both.
I think so too.
I think it's like with like DNA. I mean, you know, you're born with a certain DNA. You know, you have a predilection for developing a certain kind of disease or whatever. But if you take really good care of yourself, chances are that you will not develop this illness.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an element of choice involved.
Right. Well, and that's a really good point, because sometimes astrology can point you in the way, hey, you know, you better stop smoking because you could get this because you're more predestined to it, or more, maybe not predestined, but certainly it's in your chart a little bit more. So, you know, take heed now while you still have another 20 or 30 years to make sure it doesn't happen. So it can be a good warning, let's say. We have to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk more about specific horoscopes and exactly what happens when we look at the chart and what a rising sign means and all of that stuff. So stay where you are. We're talking with Elizabeth Grace, who is an astrologer, and we'll be back here in just a few on WTVQ.
On WTVQ.
WTVQ.
Hello and welcome back to Shannon's Corner. I am Shannon Devereaux Sanford, and thank you so much for joining us here today. And don't go anywhere, because we are talking about astrology today and how it can make a difference in your life. I'm talking with wonderful astrologer Elizabeth Grace. And by the way, I should give out your website, which is on Shannon's Corner. So just go to WTBQ or just go to shannonscorner.com, and it's a hot link there. It's graceastrology.com, because you do consultations. You're what, in the Upper West Side in the city, but you obviously do it through the phone. You can send tapes, whatever. So you don't certainly, do you do them in person or just on the phone?
I see clients in person, and I also do a lot of consultations by telephone all over the world. Because of the website that I have, I write a daily forecast, and that has attracted a lot of attention from people. I don't know, they find me, and I get these, you know, fantastic.
What, so a daily forecast. So what is today? Now, in a daily forecast, we mentioned that, you know, the regular newspaper forecast, they can be hit or miss, I find. Sometimes they're just so right on, and sometimes they're just so not right on for me. But what do you do in a daily forecast that's different?
Well, I don't write for specific sun signs, because I agree with you. It's too for me, it's just not satisfying. It's not specific enough. So I write about the energy of what the patterns of the day suggest. And because I have a background in news, I also write about, you know, what are we likely to see in the headlines, and why are people making news? And because there's always something going in their on in their horoscope to put them in the spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how my, and you know, if there's a specific pattern that's happening, that's a really big, giant, you know, powerful thing, and it's going to affect people born on specific days, then I will call that out. But I'm not going to sit here and go, oh, you're a Taurus, and this is what kind of day you're going to have. Because it's just, it's a waste of time for me.
You know, you mentioned these bigger things. I mean, we all know that there's times where everybody's in a funk, you know, or something is, everybody's crazy or angry or crying or upset. And it seems like, you know, there's occasional times where it's like everybody you meet is, everybody's just pulling their hair out. And there's other times where everybody seems calm and happy. And, you know, that could be just the way we perceive it. But there are things that happen. Full moons, for example. I think it's been documented that there's more crimes, there's more crazy people on the street. And when you live in the city, you see it all the time. But there are these things that happen, right, that affect us all.
That affect most of us. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Sure.
So they are moon changes. They are...
Well, you know, we've got this one pattern going on between some of the outer planets. One of them is Uranus, and the other one is Pluto. And, you know, just basically when you have these two planets getting together, it causes upheaval and revolution and status disruptions of the status quo. And we're in a about three years, and we're in the middle of it now. And the last time we had this powerful connection was in the mid-60s. Okay, 65, 66. And isn't it interesting that so many of the themes that came up in the mid-60s are sort of back with a vengeance during this time?
Interesting. So we can go back and look at trends, how they were 20 years ago, and relate them to what's happening now, certainly by the way the moon and the things are going and the planets and all that.
Again, it's cycles. Looking at the cycles. You know, the relationship dance that these symbols, well, I don't know why they work, I don't know why they're significant, but they do seem to reflect reality. It's really interesting.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's some scientific fact for it. I mean, a lot of people think astrology is not scientific, as I said earlier, but I have discovered there is definite scientific fact for it. And certainly we live in this universe, and there's something a lot, many things a lot bigger and more knowledgeable than we are. And certainly the planets can be that. Now, you graduated from Wellesley College with a BA in philosophy, which is certainly probably helps you in astrology, but you did not work in astrology for many years. What brought you back to it? You worked in television, you worked in film. You were a copywriter, you were a writer, a producer. What brought you to astrology after such a wonderful career?
Well, I always did astrology on the side. I mean, you know, when you go to Wellesley, you don't go thinking that, you know, I'm going to, there's no astrology major, first of all.
No.
I was there, there really wasn't a support for what's always been my passion. So, you know, if you look at if you look at my horoscope, it's very clear why I got back into a serious saying, okay, this is going to be my solid second act. This is my calling, and this is, and I'm coming out as an astrologer, and this is what I'm going to do. Like I said, if you look at my horoscope, it's really clear that I would be motivated to pursue it seriously, to get my professional certifications, to find a mentor that could, you know, basically where I could just download everything that he knows, which is amazing, and that this is what I would do.
Okay. And it's to our benefit that you are doing this. And as I said to everybody, definitely, because you understand it in such a bigger picture, our lives. Explain to us things like, for those who don't know, when you have an astrology chart done that's very different than just the basic, well, you're a Gemini, you're a, you know, Taurus, you're a this, whatever. What is a rising sign and why does that matter so much?
The rising sign, which also is known as the ascendant, you'll hear it either way. That is the planetary. It's the sign of the zodiac, the degree of the zodiac that is on, that was rising in the east of the horizon when you were born, and it's significant because it reflects sort of your personal projection. It is how you need to be seen by other people. It is how you see the world and how other people see you. And oftentimes, you know, you'll find that, like, for example, if you have someone who has a Sagittarius ascendant, I'm thinking off the top of my head who's got one, so I want to think quickly so I can make this make sense to you. All right. Okay, now here's a better one. Let's look at Obama. Okay, Barack Obama has an Aquarius rising.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Aquarius, it's the reputation for Aquarius is they're kind of social scientists and they're pretty cool and detached.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how Barack Obama comes across to people.
Right.
Everybody's always saying he's like Spock. He's, you know, he's like a Vulcan. He seems so detached and intellectual. And yeah, that's what that Aquarius rising suggests.
Right. And what is his sun sign?
He's a Leo.
Uh-huh. Okay. So when you put those things together and then you have a moon, aren't those the three major things?
Got, yeah. Yes. And so his moon is in Gemini.
Uh-huh.
So this is another cerebral thing. This guy needs to be informed.
Uh-huh.
And he needs to be the smartest kid in the room. And he needs to be clever and intense about it. And, you know.
And when you look at his chart, if you did not know he was president, would you look at his chart and see that he's rising to the highest office in the land? I mean, can you see his propelling up from where he came from to going higher places?
You can see the potential. When you cannot, you how far you go, how far you take a horoscope,
mm-hmm.
that seems to be in the hands of the individual and environment. Because there were a lot of other people that were born on August 4th, 1961,
right.
around 7:24 p.m. in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Right.
Okay. And they're not all president of the United States.
Gotcha.
But if we sat down and had a horoscope, if we got them all in a room, we would find similar patterns of events in their lives.
Right. And then again, as we said, there's the free will. We only have a minute left. I want to again give out your website, graceastrology.com, right?
Yes.
Okay. And that's on Shannon's Corner. So if you just go there through WTBQ or shannonscorner.com, there's a direct link so that you can go there, email you, have you do your chart. I think there's different ways you can do a chart. So just go and take a look. There's a lot of information on your website. I'd love to have you back again because there's so much we didn't even get to that I want to talk about.
Delighted.
Yeah.
I would be delighted. This has been so much fun.
Yeah, I
appreciate your interest.
Well, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your expertise because I think it's an area that we can all learn more about ourselves. And the more we know about ourselves and the more we can live up to our potential and live the fullest life possible, I think the happier we all are.
Amen.
Elizabeth Grace, thank you so much for joining us today. And again, it's graceastrology.com. Go to her website, get a chart done, do yourself a favor. Again, Elizabeth Grace, thank you so much for joining us today.